Very much so, of course. You know, the design of pre-season is such that mainly obviously to protect the pitch as it's regrowing, but the design of pre-season is mostly away games, and then just by the way the fixtures have come out, two away games to start the season, you know, league and cup. So to get back to turf is good for all, I think.
Is it simple stuff like routine, like being back in the match day routine of being at home comes more easily, particularly to players that have been here for some time?
I don't know. It's probably something that for them, really. But, you know, I drop back into the routine. Well, mine never sort of stops because as a manager, you're always active doing something even during the summer. For players, it's probably slightly different and refamiliarising themselves. But, you know, most of the players, well, obviously the new players are different, but most of the players have been down this road before with us as well, with this football club. So I don't think it'll be radical change for them. But there's always that extra little buzz, that first one, and for the fans as well, I think.
Is there an extra degree of expectation, anticipation of getting the right result when you are at home compared to starting the season away from home, for example?
I think the obvious one is yes, because home crowd, home feeling, home backing, home everything, and that's sort of way of thinking. But that doesn't guarantee you anything. So I think all teams, we certainly know you've still got to perform, and that's the key element, home or away, is to perform.
In terms of the start of the season, results perhaps not the way you would have wanted in an ideal world, but how much can you take from the performances in the two games?
Well, I wouldn't certainly say that about the Leeds result, because we try and win every game. Our focus is to win every game. We know that in reality that's tough, and you have to, on reflection, you're going to win every game beforehand. On reflection, you go, really good point, I think. You know, I'm a buoyant Leeds crowd, a more settled crowd. Obviously, they've had a few ups and downs, new manager, etc., etc. I documented it after the game, and I really meant it. I think that was a really tough game on that given day, particularly. Overall, we performed well, and I wasn't totally disappointed with the performance Tuesday, to be honest. We didn't get the result, but I still thought the team delivered a fair performance. We just didn't show the cutting edge in the top third, and that's where it's important. That's where we want to move forward, of course, because that's an important factor. And the reality is that the league is vital to us. Everyone knows that. It's not, and I make it clear, it's not about doing down the cups, because I have great value and I've had some great times in them in my career. But the league is the big thing for us, so it's important we do turn them, give out that big performance again on Saturday to take all 3 points.
Use the word buoyant about the Elland Road crowd. Do you expect the Turf Moor crowd, the home supporters, to be in a similar vein?
I would think so. I've grown to know them and know that they support us, and there's a real positivity about the support over the last couple of years, and I don't see why that should change. I think it'll be there. I think they'll be looking forward to it, as are we, and, you know, looking forward to seeing the team perform.
What kind of a prospect to Birmingham City?
Well, a different one. I think the manager did well last year to go in and sort of calm things when they're having a sort of an awkward time, and done a good job. And then he'll be trying to work through pre-season to put his, how can I describe it, his own feel to it. Because when you take over, it's slightly different. You're trying to mould what you've got to get you where you need to be. And in their case, it was to get out of, I don't think they were ever in true trouble, but they were kind of drifting a little bit. And then they secured their status quite easily in the end. And so I think he'll be twisting and turning his players accordingly to mould him into what he really wants. And they've had a decent start, and they're another side to be reckoned with. You know, still a big club, obviously had a few ups and downs, but still a big club, and they'll want to perform the same as we will.
I think we've spoken before about the quality of English and British coaches and managers that are kind of coming through. Is Gary Rowett kind of summing that up? He's gone in at a lower level and had success, and now he's testing himself in the Championship.
Well, I think there's a few out there. There's numerous ones you could mention, and he's one of them. I think Mark Cooper's done a great job down at Swindon. The thing that I notice, and obviously I have great respect for, is there's all different challenges to all different jobs. There isn't the perfect job out there. It's fair to say there's ones that are in better shape than others. And I think Gary took on a really good club. I think, you know, someone who fell on their own fair share of awkward times, rather than bad times, just a different mindset and financial planning, etc., etc. But now he's working at a good level and wants to do well. I think I still consider myself a young manager, only 4 or 5 years in myself, you know, a couple of hundred games or whatever it is. I mean, by no means do I think I'm the rounded, finished article, because this is an industry that you can't stand still in. But I think there's a number out there, I really do, and across the divisions. I don't think it's one or two managers in particular. I think there's some really good standards of English coaches and managers out there.
Is it the same thing as what you ask of a player? You just ask them to learn and improve every time they take to the field. Every time you go in that dugout, are you always looking to add something, to learn something, good or bad?
Yeah, I think you are, and I think it's probably like any other walk of life. You have to, because if you've got all the answers, or you think you've got all the answers, then at some point you will get rudely awakened. You know, that's my experience of football. And I don't think many managers do, by the way. I've spoken to some prominent managers who have been doing it for years, and they're always picking up bits, looking at their team, how can they operate slightly differently, how can they learn about themselves as much as the team, and I'm certainly one of them. But I think there's loads out there, I really do. I think all managers, I speak to a lot of managers, both young and old, and everyone has a reflection period where they're looking at themselves, could I do this, could I do that, and it's always on your head as a manager. So it's fair to say you're always thinking about, you know, what's just gone and what's happening now and then what's happening next, because you have to reflect on, say, a given result. You have to look at what you're doing now to change that situation, good or bad, and then you have to look in the future to try and plan as well. So it's a never-ending thought process, I think, for managers to reflect on themselves, reflect on how they're doing, their staff are doing, the players are doing, the club, etc., etc.
How are Freddie Ulvestad and Matt Loughton looking?
Matt's doing well. He's a bit in front of Freddie, I think. His injury's settling down well. He's out there running. He's not training with us yet, as in with the team, but he's certainly active again. So that's showing really good signs. And then Freddie's just behind that. Obviously had quite a bad knock on his ankle. And to be honest with you, thankfully, it's no more serious than what it eventually is, albeit that it is going to be, you know, weeks, but we're hopeful that it's not months.
And Michael Keane available this weekend?
Yeah, he had a minor hamstring. We had to be careful with that because, as you know, we're a bit light in numbers at the minute, mainly due to serious injuries, unfortunately, rather than little ones. But his was just a minor tight hamstring, so we just had to be careful with that.
Now, I have heard Tuesday's post-match interview, so I'm either brave or stupid for doing this. What chance there being additions to the squad before this game?
Well, as you well know, and you were right to hear Tuesday's interview when someone kept coming and asking me, you know, I just make it clear and I remind everyone, you know, there's a certain way I try and do my business on behalf of myself, the players and the club. And I think I try and be respectful of others, of the managers, of the clubs. And, you know, I don't like to speak about other people's clubs, rather. So I just really stick with that. I'm not trying to play games, not trying to be clever, not trying to spin anything. Just purely that when players are, if they're imminent, I'd tell you, and as in done deals, but the ones that have been thrown at me are not. They're amongst many players we've been linked with, some true, some absolutely false. So, you know, it's just being respectful of the situation, I think.
Is it difficult when other people, are prepared to speculate, whether it's people in my profession, people at other football clubs, or just the general football family?
It's not difficult because it's just the reality of the business we're in. Everyone likes a bit of gossip. Whether it's true or false is kind of irrelevant nowadays. People spin it anyway and sell it forwards and move it forwards. So, but I have to have clarity through all of that and you know, conduct every situation what I feel is in the appropriate manner.
Is it pointless me throwing names at you now?
Probably. It's up to you. You can, you know, I've batted so many off lately. I'm getting good at it. I'm thinking I'm about 1,000 not out. You know, I'm still in there, hanging in there. But no, like I say, I'll make it clear though, because I don't want anyone, you know what it's like, sometimes people, they can get the wrong impression, like you're trying to be, I don't know, you know, clever or something with your words. I'm not at all. I just genuinely feel it's the best way of working. I don't want to try and undermine situations. We go in cleanly to deals and try and get them done in the right manner.
Okay. Do you anticipate hearing from other clubs, positively or negatively, about bids that are in?
Possibly.